This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us right now from California, IA, the professor of politics himself, Kyle Warren. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
It would be time to say the pledge for the second time. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, an amazing story that I have sat on for the better part of a week because I found out about this last week, and I realized the sensitivity of it, that we couldn't get it out there until somebody released it. But there has been a massive effort on the part of some Afghan veterans and others using intel satellite images and direct Afghan interpreters around the Taliban to direct the Afghan interpreters around the Taliban checkpoints. And this has been going on for a little bit more than a week.
Well, exactly right, and that may be one of the only ways to really get people where they need to go. They certainly can't simply, you know, head to the airport in Kabul. It's just not going to happen. The reports we're getting of the Taliban beating people up and creating, obviously, a very untenable situation for those who evidently were supposed to be able to transit. And by the way, Captain,
all they had to do was get on and find a way to get to the airport, and they'd be safe passage and all that. Not true.
Not true. In fact, and then, of course, the U.S. government was telling them, you know, we can't guarantee your safety, but make your way to the airport. Then that changed. Okay, don't go to the airport because, again, what's going on the ground. And then Secretary Blinken essentially, when he asked about do we have to ask permission of the Taliban to evacuate Americans, he didn't really deny that at all. So, I mean, this is a really, really telling...
You have to understand what they're doing here, Kyle. There's $9.5 billion sitting locked up in American banks right now from the Bank of Afghanistan, correct?
Right, right.
Why wouldn't you hold everybody hostage there right now and say nobody's going anywhere until we get that money? Why wouldn't they do that? I think they might be.
Well, I think they certainly could very well do that. Now, obviously, the Taliban doesn't have a central command and control structure. However, that being said, somebody somewhere is going to say, you know, why would we let these Americans go? And Captain, again, we just come back to the same thing. And this is why President Biden continually tries to make people think, The only question here is, should we stay in Afghanistan and fight a war for another 20 years? That's not it. That's
no.
a deflection. What the question is, Mr. President, why didn't you make provision to get the people out first and then allow the Bagram to fall?
Something he knew about. Something he knew about way back in June when he talked about it with the allies, and now he's denying he knew anything about it.
Well, exactly. And so, again, the very fact that these people are trapped essentially what amounts to, at least at this point, and hopefully it won't become much harder than this, they are trapped behind enemy lines.
Well,
we can't get to them. They can't get to us.
Here's the deal. Here's the deal. We know that it's not just veterans helping out these people in Afghanistan. We know it's church pastors. We know it's mothers, it's daughters, it's sisters, it's relatives. It's people who never served in Afghanistan. Widows, widowers, children of people who served are all getting involved trying to help these people maneuver around the Taliban that are trying to stop them from getting to the airport, because several Americans have been stopped by the Taliban with the proper identification. They've been beaten. Their passports have been taken from them. And now they're stuck. They can't go anywhere.
Exactly. And something that we were talking about just a little while earlier, about the idea of possibly seeing more attacks or a substantial attack on the airport at Kabul, and that is, it feels like a ticking time bomb, Captain. What are the Taliban waiting for? Because they don't seem to be doing the things that you might expect.
Yeah.
And so, in other words, there's another shoe that's going to drop. It's terrible.
We have a breaking story coming out of Kabul at the airport that one Afghan officer was killed by an unknown attacker. U.S. troops got involved. Apparently a firefight ensued. Don't know who the firefight was with and to, but I believe the U.S. troops were involved in the firefight.
Well, the reports that we're getting are that Afghan security forces evidently engaged in a firefight with, quote, unknown attackers. One Afghan officer was killed. The U.S. military is not responding as yet to requests for comments or information. However, it looks like the German military has been tweeting out information about this. Also, a U.K. official has now told Reuters News Service that they were aware of the reports, but U.K. troops were not involved, as far as we know.
Well, if they're shot at, their orders are to shoot back. It's that simple to defend themselves, and hold that thought. We'll try to find out more during the break, folks. But we have had an incident at the airport. We knew it was coming. There's going to be more of the same. And believe me, I think it'll get a lot worse before it gets better. That's my opinion. I'll be right back with more. Ron Edwards is going to take us to break. So take it away, Ron Edwards.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
And away we go. Thank you very much, Kyle Warren. This portion of the program brought to you by my good friend, and I might get a chance to see him real soon over in Orlando. We'll see if I can make that happen. It's a breakfast over there that they're having, and you know, if I go anywhere in the morning after the radio show, I'm shot because it takes my whole day and up just totally upends it. But anyway, MyPillow.com, Mike Lindell. You can go to the website, save a whole bunch of money on stuff. And by the way, I've got the Giza sheets right now, and I would recommend those to anybody because they are just absolutely fantastic. It's like sleeping on air almost, along with that mattress liner that I've got. Now, you go to the Radio Listener Specials button that's on the MyPillow.com website. Click on that, and you're going to find 18 to 20 items, all reduced, drastic reductions on the prices. Now, as a result, to get those prices, you need a promo code. The promo code would be Captain. And if you want to talk to somebody live and do it that way, you can call them at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. Take advantage of that. Ask any questions you want. Order whatever you want over there, too. And don't forget the MyPillow. The original MyPillow is marked way down. You're going to save $40 on the price of the pillow, which is tremendous. And everything else that's going on over there on that page, Radio Listener Specials, the logo link on MyPillow.com, you'll find all kinds of savings, 30, 50, even as much as 70% on some items. Again, the promo code is Captain. The phone number is 800-641-5459. You're going to love being over there. Kyle, did you get the sheets yet?
I haven't yet. They're on my list now. But I tell you this, though, with that promo code CAPTAIN to save 50%, you know, that's really something.
Yep, monumental. All right, well, I'll tell you what. We got to talk a little bit about the weather. New York City saw the wettest hour on record since they've been keeping weather records over the weekend when Henri passed by.
That's exactly right. And to see what happened not only in New York City, and I believe, Captain, they had to cancel the big New York City sort of welcome back concert.
Yes.
And, in fact, Barry Manilow was right in the middle of Can't Smile Without You.
Yep.
And they had to stop the show because of the thunder and the lightning nearby.
Yeah, and all the rain that then ensued.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yep. And, by the way, an ambitious sense of purpose has come to define what this Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul is all about, as she's a tough Buffalo-born politician who, at the strike of midnight on Tuesday, becomes New York State's first female governor. And at midnight Monday night, guess who's out of a job?
Well, that would be soon-to-be former Governor Cuomo.
Yeah, and they were moving his stuff out this weekend out of the governor's mansion.
Yep, yep. Well, you know, Captain, there is an opportunity here, obviously, for the state of New York, and we wish them well, obviously, it's definitely, you know, there's going to be change. And in many ways, especially in this situation, that is a very good thing.
Yep. Now, the Biden administration yesterday activated the Emergency Civil Rescue Reserve Air Fleet for Afghanistan evacuations. Most everybody didn't know what that was, but it goes all the way back to the Berlin airlift.
It certainly does. And the president earlier on Sunday talked about that. I think they wanted to emphasize that these commercial planes and many of these commercial carriers have signaled that they're happy to help, basically. But they are not going to be flying into Kabul, for example, and picking people up. They're evidently going to be picking people up at different air bases around the world and different what they call transit centers as well. And the president emphasized that these particular planes from the civil air carriers will only be flying back to the United States, basically. They won't be going to other parts, at least at the initial outset of this.
Now, Donald J. Trump over the weekend had another huge rally, this time in Cullman, Alabama. Did you happen to see it?
I did not see it, unfortunately, no.
I didn't either, because I was tied up doing something totally different. But here's what he said. He said, "What's taken place in Afghanistan made our withdrawal from Vietnam look like child's play. Perhaps in world history there's never been a withdrawal operation that's been handled as disastrously as this. A president who's been illegitimately elected has brought great shame upon our country in many ways. I'm formally calling on Joe Biden to resign as president of the United States, Donald J. Trump."
Well, you know, Captain, yes, the closest historical parallel in modern times is Saigon. But what Joe Biden has brought on to the people of Afghanistan, the Americans that are there, those operatives that actually helped us, is just unbelievable. And this is not something that blows over in a couple of weeks and they'll be back to talking about infrastructure like nothing ever happened. This is a major watershed moment, and because of the fallout with our allies, for example.
And, you know, even the liberal Sunday CNN panel that they have, you know how they get those panels?
Oh, yeah.
Accused Joe Biden of a serious disconnect from Afghan reality. I thought that was rather unique.
Well, exactly. Well, and that's putting it mildly.
Yeah.
I appreciated when Chris Wallace asked the Secretary Blinken on Fox News Sunday, you know, does the president know what's going on? You know, I mean, when you've got Chris Wallace beginning to ask questions like that and in that kind of tone, there's something really going on that is going to punch through the typical, you know, Republican, Democrat, you know, I'm a liberal and I want to help my guy kind of thing. That's all off the table to a great degree.
Now, we know that the hacking around the world is alive and well, but yesterday we had to find out again our State Department was the latest to fall victim to a cyber attack, and notifications of a possible serious breach were made by the Department of Defense Cyber Command, a source told Fox News. Now, the extent of the breach and the perpetrators behind the attack remains unclear at this time, but still, just the mere fact that they did it again, it's got you scratching your head.
Well, exactly right. And, of course, this did take place a couple of weeks ago, we understand. So it's a effect on operations that are going on right now in terms of Afghanistan is unknown. But any kind of major breach like this, and we see other breaches in the commercial world of late as well, that if I recall correctly, I think it was T-Mobile, I believe, had a big breach recently. So this is something that, again, we don't know what the fallout is because we just don't have a lot of information.
Right. And Texas Governor Greg Abbott, we're happy to say, whose state is engulfed with a fourth COVID surge, said that he tested negative for COVID-19 on Saturday after having a brief and mild bout with the infection this week. Now, some people are saying that might be a false test. Of course, they're calling into question whether or not he had an accurate test to begin with or whatnot. We'll see. But I'm glad to hear the governor's doing better.
Well, certainly. And, of course, the governor had been fully vaccinated. So this may be one of those times, Captain, where if it was, in fact, a breakthrough infection, that whatever symptoms he experienced were significantly lessened by that. So that is a good thing.
Now, we're going to be getting ready to take a break here in a second, but when we come back from the break, folks, we're going to be talking about the surge in general. We're also going to talk about maybe you might want a job paying over $20 an hour. Wait till we tell you what this is. All you got to do is be able to drive a bus. And the United States has an opportunity now to back the anti-Taliban resistance that's forming. Kyle and I will tell you where it is, and we'll see what the future might hold for that bunch, because we're gonna see what happens. The son of a very famous Afghan freedom fighter is involved in this, along with the vice president, current elected vice president, if you will, of the deposed regime there in Afghanistan. They've teamed together on this, and we'll see what it is they can do. It's hard to say right now, Kyle. It's hard to say.
Well, exactly right. There's a lot of things in the offing, and there's a lot of things that the West can do, the allies, Great Britain and the United States. But I will pose this quick question, Captain, and that is, can Joe Biden go to the allies and say, we need to do this and work in concert? Will they trust him after all of this?
I wouldn't.
Nope.
I wouldn't. Okay.
It'd be very hard.
Hold that thought. Folks, we're coming right back with more. Don't go anywhere. It's a great day in the neighborhood to be an American, even if some of the world doesn't like our leader. Well, look, we can make up for that with better leaders.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Pentagon has activated the Civil Reserve Air Fleet to assist with evacuations out of Afghanistan. Six airlines will provide a total of 18 aircraft that will be used to move U.S. citizens, holders of special immigrant visas, and at-risk Afghans out of the country. The Pentagon says the commercial aircraft will shuttle evacuees to temporary staging bases in nearby countries instead of flying into Kabul. More than 150 military cargo planes are being used to airlift people from the Afghan capital. The Department of Defense said Saturday that about 17,000 people had been evacuated since the operation began. And at least 21 people are dead in severe flooding in Middle Tennessee. The Humphreys County Emergency Management Agency says another 45 people are still missing after the flooding swept through the area on Saturday following record-setting rains. 12 people were confirmed dead in the county seat of Waverly. Officials say that search and rescue operations are still underway in the communities about 50 miles west of Nashville. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right. We cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You betcha. Mark, of course, last night had his Armed American Radio monster cast all across the country. I'm sure many of you listening to this station also heard his program on the same station. But another great program by Mark. Make sure you catch his daily defense today around the country. Now, you'll always get Geico's Fast Fair Claim Service if you're a member of Geico and they're your policy holder, because Geico has been saving people money for more than 75 years, and they're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers, including me, your humble talk radio host. Now, I've been with them for going on 18 years, and I constantly check every year when my policy comes up for renewal to see if I can do better somewhere else with the coverage I get. And the answer is no. Believe me, I check it. That's what I do. You can find out, too. All you got to do is go to the website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O, geico.com. They'll give you a price quote for the car you're driving, the truck you're driving. Maybe you got a motorcycle, an ATV, a boat. Maybe you got an RV. And if you really want to save some money, you bundle it with your homeowners or renter's insurance or condo insurance, too. Now, that's what I did. Bundled mine with my homeowner's insurance, and I got a whale of a discount. Plus, knock on wood, if you're a safe driver, once you've been with them for a year, you get a 10% discount for every year of being a safe driver. And it really makes your insurance affordable. And if you need them in a pinch to help you with something, guess what? They're there. They're there. I've had just a couple of minor claims. One was a windshield, which was
Nothing, hardly. And it was paid for in full. And because of the way I did it, not only was the windshield paid for in full, but when they showed up, they gave me $150 for the windshield. I said, what? Well, anyway, that's the story for another day. So, there you go. All right, over to Kyle Warren from the KyleWarrenShow.com. And you remember that about the windshield, right?
I do. I remember. Yeah, weren't you driving along and then suddenly something fell off a truck or something? And
it was a rock off a darn dump truck.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it bounced. I saw it bounce and I went, oh, boy. And it caught me right square in the middle of the windshield.
Wow.
And it immediately was all the way across.
Wow.
All the way across immediately. Okay. Joe Biden's job is to make judgments that no one else can or will make. Really?
Well, I heard him say that, Captain, when he came out earlier on Sunday, and he says he wanted to update the American people on what's happening in Kabul, and it did not go well, by the way. It was not another good performance by President Biden, unfortunately. But he did say that, and he said that in context, again, of this deflection sort of mission that they're on at the White House to spin this, that any question about the evacuation, about how it was poorly planned, obviously, that they got caught off guard, obviously, all those things, everything gets turned around into, hey, we don't need to be in Afghanistan anymore. Why would I stay there? I made the decision to leave and all this kind of stuff. They're trying to make it look as if, and they're just doing this anytime anybody asks an actual question, that this is really about the notion that if you're being critical, you somehow want to extend the Afghanistan war for another 20 years. That's just not the way it is. But I think that's the tactic they're using.
Well, here's what he said, and I don't agree with it. He said the president touted the U.S.'s evacuation efforts, saying that our troops have evacuated nearly 33,000 people from Afghanistan since July. I dispute that number. Including American citizens of NATO allies and our partners and other diplomats and embassy staff, and promised that all Americans who want to get home will get home. Well, how? In a body bag?
Yeah, they offered no real substantial support for that.
Because that's where it's headed.
Yeah, unfortunately. This is horrific, isn't it? And another key issue in that report the president gave earlier was when he was told about the CBS poll. 49% of Americans consider his actions that his actions are competent. Basically, that he's not doing well with the American people. He said, "I didn't see that poll," and the reporter said, "Well, it's out there." And he started laughing almost. And I think that he was kind of caught off guard with that. Like, what? A bad poll about moi? That kind of thing.
More than one.
Yeah, and it's just
NBC too.
Well, exactly. And again, to say that he's to detach from reality is an understatement.
Mm-hmm.
They just don't want to hear it. And they're going to continue with this kind of propaganda as long as they can.
Now, Biden is also considering a troop extension beyond the August 31st deadline in Afghanistan. I wonder how that's going to work out.
Well, see, that's a $64,000 question. And people remember that game show many years ago, the $64,000 question. And
where they cheated.
Well, exactly. But here's the thing. What happens after that deadline? Do the Taliban then feel justified in attacking the Kabul airport more substantially, like trying to disable the runways or attacking the planes, this kind of thing as they take off, in which case, in some cases, right, don't they have to drop the flares in some cases?
That's what they're doing in case they fire something at them. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. So if the president...
And by the way they're landing those planes is they're doing what's called a combat dive to land them.
Well, precisely, so it makes them less vulnerable for that crucial period of time. So this is not a situation where, well, the Taliban are out there, but it's not really a big deal. It's a huge deal.
Now, Vladimir Putin has said he will not allow Afghan refugees into Russia.
Yes, that's what we're hearing. I think that Putin, of course, they're also taking their time to say, well, I think it was Gorbachev, I think, who made a statement saying, well, this was ill-conceived or something from the
beginning. No. Gorbachev said, and I quote, the U.S. effort was a failed enterprise from
failed
the start.
Enterprise. Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. Yes, and so they're just lapping this up. I mean, they think this is the best thing since crushed ice.
Yeah, and the Pentagon has now drafted 18 U.S. airlines to help with the evacuees and said that we need to have 6 planes right away from American Airlines and so on and so forth. They were dictating the terms.
Well, that's true. That's true. And again, they will likely go to these transit centers, as they're calling them, whatever that is, and then
there are cities outside the region,
right? And then also to some U.S. bases. They won't be flying. Thankfully, we're not going to see American Airlines planes flying into Kabul Airport anytime soon. At least, as far as we know at this point.
Now, Nigel Farage, we all know who he is, right?
Right, right.
Said that Joe Biden is the most complete failure that he's seen in his lifetime.
Well, and, you know, these kinds of comparisons or these kinds of thoughts and feelings are widespread now at this point. I don't think this is recoverable.
And Governor Hogan in Maryland is saying, we'll gladly accept the Afghan refugees here.
Well, yes. Well, now, it depends. You know, that's an interesting statement. Some of the Afghan refugees are going to be the ones who helped Americans who were promised to come to the United States in some way, shape, or form. It'll be very interesting to see exactly where everybody ends up.
And then there's Nikki Haley, who came out yesterday and said the Afghanistan withdrawal is a total surrender of America.
Well, it's certainly not a victory. There's no doubt about that. There are the immediate implications of what's happening on the ground, but then there are going to be the long-term implications.
Yeah. And then here's an interesting one. Joni Ernst, who's retired military, said that Joe Biden messed up the withdrawal he knew was coming way back in June.
Well, right, and this is one of the reasons he keeps saying, well, it was always going to be bad. It was always going to be chaos.
No, he's not admitted to anybody that he had any advanced knowledge.
Right.
Had no idea.
Well, exactly. But in subsequent times, he was saying he doesn't know how it could not have been not chaotic. But he's trying to sidestep things by saying that because precisely what is going on was foreseeable. It was something that he could have done something about.
He can't sidestep this. He owns this.
Oh, I agree completely. And eventually the Democrat Party elite are going to be the ones that are going to decide for themselves how much support do they withdraw from the president in order to try to affect some kind of change. They're looking at this from their own political standpoint now, I think.
Yeah, and finally, Congressman Brian Mast, our congressman here in Florida, one of our congressmen, called the new terrorist jihadist Club Med, is now having meetings in Afghanistan.
Well,
hold that thought. Okay, folks, we'll be right back with more of the Captain's America Third Watch as we blast along here in the overnight hours. And I think we'll have the governor-elect coming up.
This is Larry Elder. And you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yep, that's the governor-elect, Larry Elder. Vote for him. I'll be back.
Would you like to breathe in freedom wherever you go? Now you can with the Amulet Shield. Based on space-age technology, the Amulet Shield emits positive ions and surrounds you with a forest-fresh scent wherever you go. Roaming big box stores, riding stuffy elevators, or waiting in long lines, the Amulet Shield hangs around your neck and runs 24 hours when fully charged. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Find the Amulet Shield at ProjectPillowTalk.com or call 877-289-7439. No, the Amulet Shield will not kill, cure, or heal anything except fear of not being able to breathe in freedom. So call or click today, ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. That's ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Currently established federal laws that govern dietary supplements do not allow us to diagnose or treat any medical condition.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the Captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Oh, boy, and I hope everybody does, especially up there in the rain-swollen areas around the rivers in the Northeast. Now, this portion of the program, the Truckers Highway and Bible Report, brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J. Pull on in there, find out what they're all about. Become a member of the Drivers Club. Yep, go right in there. Find the kiosk that's in there. Join the Drivers Club while you're right there. Get yourself your car and all that sort of stuff. Get ready to go. And then get ready to start saving a bunch of points and being able to use them to save you some money, because if you buy fuel there, if you buy food there, if you buy stuff in the store there, you'll get points, and they add up real quick. All righty, we're going to get started right now with a little music, and we're going to rock some more. Here we go.
You said you'd meet me, now it's quarter to two.
my goodness. A little Joan Chet to bring you back in here to the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. I don't know about you there, Kyle, but that gets my feet tapping and just want to start banging on the counter here.
Oh, absolutely. You know, Joan Chet, incredible. And it's not easy to write a song that is that catchy and that cool.
Yeah.
Not easy.
She did it both. All righty, well, take us out west. Tell us what's going on.
All right. Well, thank you, Captain. We are looking out at the map tonight across the western United States. It's pretty clear in terms of flash floods or these kinds of things that we've been seeing for some time. We are seeing a lot of air quality alerts, and we're seeing fire weather warnings, especially in the Casper, Wyoming area. Now, when we talk about fire weather warning, we mean low humidities. We're also talking about strong gusty winds possible. So if you have high-profile vehicles, you definitely want to be aware of that. Air quality, of course, all throughout most of Oregon tonight. That's smoke and particulate matter. We've also got air quality alert in the central California area. Bakersfield reporting hazy conditions. That's along California 99. But mostly we're looking at a clear map, and that's good. Just incidentally, for our friends at the Flying J in Salt Lake City, you're looking at 70 degrees right now, and looks like 88 a high for Monday.
Wow. All righty. Well, we've got some new developments in the weather over to the east here. We'll talk about the heat over here in a second by the Mississippi River. But if you're traveling Columbia, South Carolina, you have got fog, dense fog, east-west on 20, north-south on 77. Dense fog there right now, so be advised of that. And it's about a 50 to 60 mile swath on all sides of Columbia right now, so that could make life interesting. Now, in the meantime, taking a look at the heat today, it's going to encompass all of Missouri, all of Arkansas, most of Louisiana, the western half of Mississippi, the panhandle of Florida over back through Mobile back to New Orleans, and then the eastern half of Oklahoma and the eastern third of Kansas. But where the big, big, big problem is going to be along the Mississippi River. Now, from Jackson, Mississippi, west over to the Mississippi River Basin and all the way up to the Tennessee line up in there, you're going to have the heat index, and all the way down, I might add, to just about the Louisiana border, you're going to have heat indexes of 110 to 115 degrees. It's going to be really hot there today. Actual temperatures will be up close to 100 in that area, so please be advised of that. Now, I got to read you this statement about Henri, because Henri continues to weaken rapidly across the northeastern United States, but remains a heavy rain and flood event. A moderate risk of heavy rainfall will continue to lead to considerable flash, urban, and small stream flooding, along with a potential for a widespread to minor and isolated moderate river flooding over portions of Long Island, New England, eastern New York, New Jersey, and northeast Pennsylvania. As the rain will continue today, it's going to rain itself out and go back out to the ocean, probably somewhere over east out of Massachusetts, it looks like.
That's exactly right, yes.
All right. So, that being said, my friend, tell us how to hear your show.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
We look forward to it.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right. Thank you very much. And that's Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. We appreciate very much what he does for the program and all the great news that we've got. Now, in the meantime, we've got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com on the line right now, and we've had a situation which she's been checking out for us. We had a shooting at the airport in Kabul, and apparently an Afghan security guard was killed, but we understand our U.S. forces got involved in this somehow.
Yeah, there was a somewhat of a conflict there that was reported initially by German security forces, and they did kill a Afghan security force. Three others were injured. We did assist in the transaction, It doesn't look like that we necessarily did any shooting, but we were certainly there.
I was told the story said it was a firefight.
Yeah.
Didn't say by who, just said it was a firefight.
Exactly. So, you know, you have to kind of go slow with this. But it was at the north gate at the airport.
Okay, and as far as we know, there were no Americans hurt, wounded, or otherwise.
No.
Okay, well, that's a good thing, but we had to get that clarified right away because, of course, people have been asking ever since I mentioned it and said that we'd have an update on it right about now. So there you go. Now, the Biden administration activated the Emergency Civil Rescue Reserve Air Fleet for Afghanistan's evacuations. That came from the Berlin airlift and hasn't even been heard of since then.
Yeah, the federal government does have the authority to do that very thing.
Yep.
Crazy as it sounds.
Yep.
So I don't like it, but they are not. From what I can tell, there are a number of airlines that are part of this, including Delta.
16.
They are not flying in Afghanistan.
No.
What they are doing is moving people in and out of Germany, maybe even Kuwait or Qatar, but they are not in. Going to be flying in Afghanistan airspace.
Right, and I was watching our transport planes yesterday taking off, dropping the flares on the way up, and they're doing what's called a dive landing, where they dive down in and then they land to make it harder for somebody to take a pot shot at them, because ISIS has threatened to shoot down our aircraft.
I have not seen where ISIS has threatened to do that, but that does not surprise me.
I've seen it three different times so far, but it is what it is. And no one's confirmed nor denied it because they don't even want to go there because we don't want to, you know, I hate to think what would happen if they shoot down a transport plane.
Yeah, that would, we do have assets in the air. Let's just put it that way.
Flying around, yep. And I even know what aircraft carrier they're flying off from. Hold on a minute. All right, we'll be right back, folks. We'll mention that when we come back. Yes, we do have an aircraft carrier in a region. I found out about it late Friday. Actually, yeah, during the show, actually. All right, we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Buy a shotgun.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.